architect, and also George Hathaway, who is an artist and does public relation types of things, and making brochures, and graphic artists, I guess you'd call it. But if they could sit down with you and try to map out and get some drawings of how the buildings were at one time, it would be nice if we could get some drawings done. They're both good at that kind of thing. Would you be willing to do that,
yeah,
too?
Here's another get good girl who's good for drawings, too.
Yeah, yeah, but I don't remember any of the buildings.
Yeah,
I remember what the Jersey Coop looks like. That was down where the parking lot is now.
And then the chicken coops and that garage. That garage was a beautiful looking building, but that went fast.
You mean it
garage,
is
that
now.
Had, what, that yeah. Has two gables?
Yeah, two gables. Yeah. Beautiful.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But that snow that did in the civic center roof that finally
right.
Did that in, too, I guess.
Right.
I'm ready to go. Mm-hmm.
Well, this building would look just like that barn down there if we didn't buy it, you know, when we did and start repairing and painting, you know. They go down fast if you don't look at them.
I think it's at the point if we don't do something right now, you know.
That's right.
But don't you feel that wood shingles would be the better thing to put on there?
They'd look nice.
Yeah,
but I mean,
if you're going to put regular other paper shingles, you have to fill in all between. This was all made for wooden shingles. I mean, all I had to do was rip off the wooden shingles and put new ones down there because all the boards are spaced out for them. I remember when that roof was put on, Henry Webster put it on. He was the foreman, 1933 or 34.
33 or 34 was the last time.
Yeah.
Roofing was done. When it comes time to do it, again, Dan Wright is going to try to get Carpenter to do it. We had hoped the town carpenters would do it, but they're telling us they can't. It's too big a project. How long do you estimate some would take for someone to do that?
It'll take a while, they've got to rip all them.
That's a big roof. I mean, a steep roof.
Yeah.
Think it would take more than a couple of weeks to do?
I don't think so.
A couple, two or three men, they should do that in a couple of weeks.
They can do that.
Trying to tell Ron Hine, the public roof, they give me a couple of weeks. Can't you give me two carpenters? He said, no, it'll take longer than that. He said, it's a big job. But I think he just didn't want to commit anybody. That was the problem. I know, there's supposed to be a meeting. I just hope that with all the different departments in town, they've got to do something between here and Camp New Hackabos. They've got to admit they have to take some initiatives and do the work that needs to be done. They keep passing it from one to another. We can't do it. We don't have the men. We can't.
Why don't you go and see the mayor?
Well, that's the mayor will be in on this meeting. And I think it's time, something's got to be done.
You remember, and I think I do, the time when the water area down here was a lot larger than it is now. And the reason I say that is from driving this road for so many years, I'm disturbed that the parking lot and all the wash that comes down off that parking lot, plus something new sand at the edge to make a new beach every year, I don't think they realize that what this is doing is making that front end of that pond continually work its way into the water. A very old photograph I took with probably the first camera I ever owned, it showed quite a different view of the pond area now, and I can see in very heavy rainstorms the silt coming down and all that oil and grease. So one of the worst things we ever could have done was to put that parking lot where it is without it being either constructed, not
right,
drained
right.
Into the pond. Now,
right.
what it is now, it does drain down.
Drain right into the pond.
Well, we brought that up at the council meeting. I brought it up to him and confirmed that I guess he'd probably be talking to you this summer. And they still wouldn't allocate any money to do it.
Well, with all the rain, heavy rain, that washes a lot of stuff in there.
Well, that's just like now the highway they're putting in from the reservoir and all. Now, all that rain from them roads is leading right into that Walker Pond, that reservoir. Did you ever notice that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it was down Kangaroosian, down that way. What? They're making all the drains from them roads go into them lakes. That's why they're killing the fish and everything.
The highway department has not come to the point where they are setting aside roadside drainage evaporation areas. They're draining all of this with the road tars and the oil in the, up here on Reservoir Road. You could see it the other day. With the, you could walk on the water.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
And they're draining all this road drainage.
Right into the
metal. Oh, they have surfing barriers there now with straw. What they're forgetting about is that all the tars and the hydrocarbons and the oil
right.
are being fed into local streams where once they stayed alongside,
right.
now they're piping them very directly into local
into,
streams.
That's
so
right.
So they can very soon have fish you can't eat.
Remember I was telling you about it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's Walker Reservoir, and like, when they get down to Kankahoose and down here, too, they're going to wreck that, too.
And then it goes into Mason, then it goes down to Belden's, and it goes right down through.
Can you remember how many cans of paint you had to use?
What, the bond? We
I
never
think
painted.
How much money I have to go begging for. I'm going to see if I can get some paint donation.
We never painted that one.
No, you mean the outside?
No, the inside. On well, the outside if we could do too, but for now the inside.
Yeah. Well, the inside won't take too much. It really won't.
You mean the outside trim? Is that what you mean?
The whole thing.
I don't remember there was a...
I don't know how much it'll take. It'll take quite a little paint on the inside.
Yeah.
Get somebody to paint it. What costs is your labor today?
No, well, that's why we can do the painting.
Yeah.
You know, the group could
inside,
get together.
Yeah.
If I can get the donations of paint, if I go to each paint shop around, I know the league has gotten donations of paint in the past, but we need like 10 gallons or more than that.
Oh, what, the inside?
To do the inside.
Oh, 10 gallons to do the inside.
It's so long way.
Yeah, 10 gallons, yeah.
You always get what you think, you know, even 5-6 gallons at a time, and you can always pick up a couple gallons,
okay.
You know, at a time, whatever, see how far it goes, and then...
You can probably do air gun sprayers. The whole inside is done one time, you can go through it in a big hurry.
Oh, sure, yeah.
High pressure air gun.
You get to put somebody down there, something like that, to rent it or something?
Who's going to run the care? You, Mrs. Burke,
isn't it? I'm sitting on a 40-foot ladder cleaning the gutters on our house.
Oh, my.
Well, we'll get you paint the outside the barn.
I was looking at that. I haven't been on the roof of our house, but I've been dangling on the edge there cleaning the gutters, and we needed a 40-foot ladder to do it, and I was the top three.
I wouldn't even do ours, and I can reach it with a broom.
Yeah.
You're a brave woman.
You used to do that with a brush, but you did it. When you use brushes to do, you brush painted that on the inside.
Oh, yeah. Is that going to be heated? Some of that's going to be heated?
Pardon?
You're going to have heat in that, you know, when or not?
Yes, what's happening, what we hope to, I should say. Right now, the goal is just to get the roof put on.
Right.
And try to get the sides repaired so that the elements won't get out of them anymore. And then right, the architect I mentioned before is working with John Barino, who is head of the science department for the school. And they've gone to a few nature centers. And also, Mr. Johnson, the fire marshal, has looked at it and said that we could go ahead and make draw. He felt it would be worthwhile to draw up plans. He didn't say, no, you know, I won't let you have a year-round building down below. So if we get that, the plans approved, it would include heat for year-round use, just bottom half. But the top half would not. It would be, the cost would be prohibitive to try
right,
to heat
yeah.
the top. But still, you know, I noticed that even when we're in there in the wintertime, I think we get the thing boarded up, and if we had some heat coming from down below, it would, I think it just might give
it
enough heat that we could still allow people to go upstairs. But
yeah.
a lot of the boards, the whole flooring on the second floor has got to be replaced.
Oh, yeah.
Not
oh,
the middle cool. part. I guess that was probably stronger because the vehicles that went in there. That seems good and strong, but on the sides.
Mm.
But the building inspector, Peter DeRico, looked at it, and he seemed to think plywood would be strong enough to replace that flooring, not in the middle strip, but on the sides. Do you think that's strong enough to plywood?
I think it would. Well, around the outsides, they're not that bad, are they, the floors? Put the plywood right over the top, you mean?
No, on the flooring.
The flooring, I mean.
The flooring when you walk in on the second level.
Yeah.
You know, the main section is all right.
Yeah.
But on the right and the left, where the stalls, it looks like, whatever. But that's, there's holes so you can walk along.
Well,
fortunately, not one of us has gone through yet.
Stall there where it's a big hole in there.
Right.
So, yeah. That's on the right-hand side when you walk in.
Right.
That's where we used to call the doctor shop. That's his tool shop.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
That's where, the horse.
Yeah,
there.
That's
a
where
horse
they had
the horse.
And that should really ruin that barn.
Yeah. He tore that whole thing out and made a mess. Then on the left-hand side used to be the grain room. You know, there's another little room. Then you walk downstairs.
Smith. That's right, the one before Smith.
Now, are they the same people that have the little enclosure now?
No, they're not the same people.
And he talked about, too, maybe having some farm exhibit in there with pictures and some farm tools to try to show. That's why the masks, we can't get photographs. What the farm was like at one time, because it is a good example of farming was very, a lot of it in this part of the country, part of town anyway. So, do you know of any, are there any old tools that are left at all that might have been used at the farm at one time that you know?
Well,
was there any place?
That old mowing machine, we used that at the farm, and that old hay rake that's upon the other place.
Well,
you know what we're going to do when you get that fixed, we'll donate a few things. How does that sound?
That's what I was wondering. I was hoping maybe you
could. Yeah, then we have an old plow we're not going to use no more, Marcia. I'm not going to pull that around. We'll donate that to them. Providing our name is on when we die, Rico's donated that. Hey, you know what I mean? That sounds nice. Sure, we'll donate a few things.
I know, we've been up to, of course, Sturbridge, but up to the Shaker Village and all this. And Shaker Village and Hancock, especially, the farm machinery exhibit is fantastic.
It was up to Shelburne. It was up there?
Up in Vermont.
Yeah.
We went there last year.
Last fall. We spent one whole day in there. That's something to see.
This one that Eric's Lounge area? Is that what you mean?
Yes.
No. My husband used to work in a farm as a kid.
Yeah.
He'd love to see.
We'll
love the machine.
We'll donate a few things.
Well, before we get anything like that, we'll make sure the thing is good. We'd never want to take any donations until the thing was secure.
Yeah.
And the kids weren't going to get in there and destroy
what
they do. That's just still a problem. And some of the people that we've talked to that have run other nature centers, they say that because the house is right across the way and it's so close to the road, that's a good factor in terms of keeping the vandalism down.
They keep that light on, but they're all practically all night too, you know.
The people that rented that little place in the back, I mean, recently they're happy there. There's still no sign of them wanting to. If that ever does open up, we've talked about the rec department trying to hire or get someone to be a caretaker. The park, regardless of the barn, is really needs somebody to go in there on a motorcycle or whatever, or a two-wheel something. a few times a day, because that's the only way it's going to save the farm
right.
itself from all these kids and what they're doing, the trees they're cutting. There's a lot of trees need to be cut, but they're cutting the wrong things. And
yeah.
Just going and building and destroying.
That's bad.
And caretaker is probably the only way someone takes time to go see the parks and the park back. So if there anything does open up, I mean, you mentioned that tomorrow. So, of course, then if something opens up, we'll have to have the money to pay the person, right?
Mm,
so whether
yeah.
the town is going, we just have to hope that maybe they would agree finally. Because the police, it's a problem for the police. They really almost want to wash their hands up of it, to come all the way over here as often as they really should be coming, if they don't want to do.
Start by locking the gate.
They haven't even got a gate,
and they're
not
when they have it.